Mid-morning with Mike Graham. Cork Radio.
Now, let's say a very, very good morning to our good friend Pauline Latham, Conservative MP for Mid-Derbyshire. Pauline, very good morning to you.
Morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. We normally talk about the lockdown and how that's all going, but today there's something special that you want to talk about, and I'm delighted that you've chosen us to talk about it too. Tell us what it is.
Well, we're starting a new charity which will be launched next week on the 31st, and it's the Aortic Dissection Charitable Trust. Mm. But most people in this country have never heard of aortic dissection until it affects them. And in fact, more than 2,000 people a year die from aortic dissection, and it's only then that people really hear about it. And it's more people than die on our roads these days. So it is quite a big killer. And there's more than that, of course, who survive it. So it is quite a big thing. But as I say, nobody's heard of it. They've heard of aneurysms, they've heard of heart attacks, they've heard of all sorts, but not aortic dissection. And the problem is, if it isn't diagnosed accurately at the time that somebody goes to A&E, for instance, then they're not going to survive. And that happened in my case. My son went in to A&E not feeling well. And by the time he got there, he actually couldn't remember why he'd gone because the blood supply wasn't getting to his brain. Mm. So they sent him, after 4 hours, they sent him home with what they call transient amnesia. And that was late in the evening. He'd been there over 4 hours. He was desperate to go home. He was fed up with being in hospital. So he went home and about 3 hours, well, he had a snack before he went to bed, and a couple of hours later, he died. That's, just like that. Yeah. And there was no, they didn't do a CT scan, which is the thing that can diagnose it. If you have a chest CT scan, the doctors can spot it, and he wouldn't have died if he'd had that, because they could have saved him. I mean, the surgery is huge. It's anything up to 12 hours. It's big, big surgery, and takes a lot of getting over. But he wouldn't have died suddenly as he did.
And is it something that he developed, or is it something that he always had? Because sometimes these things are often just not known about because you didn't know that he had it for a long time.
Yeah. We don't know how long he had it. It's not something, he wasn't born with it. And we've actually had genetic screening since to make sure that it, because it can be genetic. It isn't always, but if you've got other issues, like there's something called Marfan syndrome, which some people have, they're more predisposed to having an aortic dissection. And that's where the problem lies. If they've got this predisposition, then they need to know about it. But they don't always know about it. But we haven't got any of those things. It's not hereditary in our case. And one of the reasons why people have it, I mean, I'm not medical, this is just what I've gleaned from other people and medical people, is that if you have high blood pressure, then you are more predisposed to have it. Now, he had high blood pressure. He then lost a lot of weight and told me that it had gone down. Mm. Now, we don't know now, because by the time they did the blood pressure in hospital, it was very low because it wasn't getting round the body properly. It was leaking out of the aorta into the body cavity. So we don't really know. I have assumed that it was high blood pressure that caused it. And that's something that, do GPs actually monitor people, particularly young people, early enough? Do they do enough monitoring? I know he'd been and had it diagnosed some years before, but did he ever go back? Was he ever encouraged to go back? I don't know. And so what the charity wants to do is to work with everybody in the medical profession, right from the GP, the paramedics, A&E, and all everybody from there on, and also post-care, because there's not very much of that either. Mm. So what we're trying to do is make sure that more people not just are aware of it, but do something about it. A&E do know about it, but they don't always pick it up and do anything.
Yes, and I think so. Therefore, awareness is really the key word, isn't it? Because, I mean, I've certainly never heard of aortic dissection. No. I've never heard of anybody having died as a result of it. And your son was 44 years old, so he was a kind of a good age, if you like. I mean, I don't know whether he had a family of his own, but it's a terrible thing to happen at any point in time. And it must have been very shocking for you to not even have any idea that that was a possibility.
Oh, no, with no clue. And, of course, he was very fit. He played squash two or three times a week. He was a big chap. He was 6'5". Mm. But he was fit. And he ate a healthy diet. He did everything. I mean, maybe he drank a bit too much, like most of us do. But apart from that, and the high blood pressure, he didn't seem to have any problems whatsoever. Mm. And yet, people do die from it, but you don't always know. There's been a Spanish F1 driver very recently died suddenly, and his was an aortic dissection.
Right.
So it happens, but it doesn't necessarily get into the press because people don't know what it's about. They don't bother to put it. They might say it's heart-related or aorta-related, but they don't say dissection because they've never heard of it.
Right. And so is it the case that it can be caused by a great many things? It's not always caused by the same thing?
No, it's not always caused by the same thing, and I think that's one of the problems. I mean, there are various... There's something called... I think it's called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which again predisposes people... Not always, but can have an aortic dissection as a result of having that disease. And I mean, I don't know what the disease is, what else they do, but more people need to be not just aware, but be checking on it. And I think the medical profession, although they are aware of aortic dissection, they don't always think about it when, particularly in A&E, when a young man says, "Oh, I'm fine," which is what I'm sure my son did. And there's a consultant in Bristol who's done an amazing job. And she had some years ago, about 11, 12, 13 years ago, had two patients die suddenly from aortic dissection after they'd left hospital. And she didn't know why. She wanted to know why. And so she then trained everybody in Bristol A&E to think about the aorta and to do a CT scan. If in doubt, do a CT scan. She's never lost a patient like that since by not diagnosing it. So it can be done. It can be one of those things that we can change the outlook for so many people, which is why this new charity is such an important thing to do.
Of course, and you're launching it at the end of this month. What is it you're asking for doctors to do? Are you asking, I mean, I don't know if there's an outward sort of sign that people have this particular problem. Are you just asking for better screening?
Well, yes, we're asking for better screening. We're asking for people to think more about it and do something. Don't just think about it and then think, well, this patient isn't that sick. So what you have to do is diagnose it. If diagnosis is done correctly, people can be saved. If the diagnosis doesn't happen, they won't be saved. Mm. And so that is the biggest problem. And what we want to do is work with people right the way through the medical profession, even midwives, because 11% of women who die in childbirth from any sort of cardiovascular problem, they're aortic dissections. And yet I've never heard that before.
No.
So we'll even be working with the midwives associations, GPs, A&E, paramedics, nurses, everybody, right the way through. And as I say, at the end, what we want to do is look at how we can help people who've had it have a better lifestyle after they've survived it, because there's not a lot of aftercare, structured aftercare. It's a bit haphazard. Some hospitals are brilliant and some are not so good. So it's about evening out the provision and making sure that people are looked after so much better.
I really appreciate you talking about such a personal issue as well. Tell us what you want people to do if they can get in touch with the charity, if they can donate to it already. What can they do?
They can go on, the website is TADCT, which is the Aortic Dissection Charitable Trust.org, and they can donate there, or they can register on that to join in the launch, which is a half an hour next week, when we're going to be launching it to the press and the public to make people more aware of what's happened.
Okay. And if you put a tweet out at some point in the future, please let me know and we'll retweet it for you.
Will do. That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for talking to us about it. Pauline Latham there talking about something which I'd never heard of, called aortic dissection, which unfortunately for Pauline caused the death of her 44-year-old son, because nobody knew that he was suffering from it and nobody knew that it could kill him. And it's something that I think we should all know about. It's certainly something I'm glad I now know about. And as I say, if you want to find out more, the charity is tadct.org. And we'll be tweeting out some stuff about that over the course of the next day or two.